Hey, what's up, you fucking weirdos? Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the Hive. That's what I call my apartment, the Hive, the beehive. Bzzz, don't come close, you're gonna get stung. What's going on, you freaks? It's your old pal Ian here. And listen up, you freaks, it's been a week. I gotta tell you, you know, I try to stay, on this thing, I'm just talking into a microphone and seeing what's what. And I gotta tell you, whew, sometimes in this life things are fucking toppermost of the poppermost, and other times, you know, it ain't the bottom of the barrel, but it's you know, it's somewhere in the barrel, you know, and it just, man, the thing I want to do with my stand-up is to be as honest and truthful as possible, and you know, it's tough, because, you know, you got to go up there and be like, hey, ladies and gentlemen, well, we're going to have fun, like in Ghostbusters 2, when Ray and Winston go into the party, and they go, hey, I've got an idea. We'll have fun. And all the kids are like, boo, we want He-Man. That's what stand-up is sometimes. You go up there and you're like, hey, we'll have fun. And everyone's like, boo, we want anyone but you. And Jesus Christ, it's so funny how you'll just like, literally, the way the ego works, like Sunday night, I had a show. I swear to God, the skies opened up and the gods rained down upon me some sort of in the moment humor gift that just everything was just, I mean, I felt like, well, you know, I'm like William Anson in a Biodome with the parrot. I am God. I am God. No, I am God. And then he eats a parrot. I ate the fucking parrot of that room, dude. I picked him apart, every piece of meat off the bone. I am fucking God. And then that's what the ego does, man. It makes you think that. And then, of course, oh my God, it is just, it's like a beautiful, you know, in Twister, that fucking beautiful day, and then all of a sudden, there's a storm coming. That's what it is. The second you start to think, yeah, man, I got this, fucking life is like, shows up at your door, kicks you in the dick, and goes, pay the piper, pal. And man, oh man, has that piper been showing up. Woo, doggy. I mean, tonight, I could not even lie. Literally, I was on autopilot. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da. Joke, joke, joke. And I go, I do not want to be here. I do not want to be here. I don't want to be up in front of you people. This is miserable. I want to be in my bed feeling sorry for myself. And I'm saying all this, and it's getting a laugh because I'm being real and honest. And then the second I'm like, okay, here's a joke. They're like, no, what happened to real guy? We don't want fake guy. And it's just, man, you know, and at a certain point, I was like, hey, I said to one of the comics, I go, hey, Sam, remember, you know, you've seen me be funny before, right? And then I had to be like, I'm going to have to leave this show like an autistic dude, just staring at the ground, no eye contact, and just talking about wrestling. And I fucking, literally, I took my coat when I was done, I just left. Sometimes you got these shows, oh my God, one time I dealt with a heckler back in Brooklyn and a little while back. And, you know, I got her and everything, but I was just so pissed. You know, that type of person, it's usually women, usually drunk, young 20s, blonde, isn't always blonde, but mostly is. And they do this thing where they're talking, they're interrupting, and then they go, okay, do your act. Go ahead. You can. No, 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 no. Listen, lady, you ain't going to give me permission to do what I'm doing, okay? Fuck off, all right? I was like, no, you don't tell me what to do. You're the audience. You sit there, you listen, you laugh. You don't like it, you don't laugh. If you want to talk, get up and leave. No one's holding you here, okay? But don't tell me what to do when I'm up here doing what I'm doing, you know? And she goes, no, I like you. Go ahead. I go, well, you may like me, but you don't respect me. Because if you respected me, you would have shut the fuck up. And, you know, after that, you got to really win the crowd over, you know? And it did. The comics loved it. Woo-wee! Comics. Love, love, love. Crowd, hatred. I literally put my coat on, just stormed out and left. Sometimes you gotta, you know? And tonight, I just had one of those nights, man. I just left. So, you know what, man? Just get fucking takeout. Go home. And I was supposed to meet a buddy at the cellar to fucking hang out. And I'm like, hey, bombed. Going home. Bye. But Jesus Christ, I'll tell you, man, it is a fucking whirlwind, you know? But it's poker, you know? You play a hand. Win or lose, you carry that to the next hand. You ain't going to play the next hand right. So, you know, tomorrow's a new game of poker, but holy shit. Fucking. I swear to God, the other night, this is, you know, this is a hubris of stand-up. Because there's also this thing of everyone, you know, you're on a show and you see, oh, Christ, is my roommate home? Damn it, I'm going to have to fucking, what the fuck is this? Doorbell? Who the fuck is this? Ringing a doorbell. Oh, it's a delivery guy. How'd he get in my building? Hey, what's up, man? Okay, is this mine?
Yeah.
Are we sure? Hold on, let me open it real quick. Make sure it's mine. No, 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 this isn't mine.
What?
Oh, maybe it is.
What?
Hold on. Well, you got two bags. Hold on. Okay, yes. Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, the guy had two bags. What do you want? It's, you know, get confused. Oh, God, this fucking food looks awful. What the fuck? This fucking seamless. Do I ever learn my lesson? No, I don't. I order a seamless, and I think it's going to be good. And then what do you know? It's just dog shit. Par for the course. Well, you know, I should be lucky I ordered seamless. That's the takeaway. It was kind of funny. The guy was at my door in a helmet, a motorcycle helmet. I get it. Why are people entering my building without fucking... Whew. Where was I? Some dumb analogy. I don't know. Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah. You'll be in a room, and every single person you see is up there bombing, just eating a fat one, and then in your head you're like, I'll get them. I'll be the one. Yeah, that's right, I'm great, no one else is competent at their job. And then you go up and you eat a dick and you walk out like a fucking, you're playing Call of Duty and a flashbang just went off, you're like, I can't see anything, what happened, oh God, you know, that's just fucking what it is. But the other night I had a great set. Worked on a thing I'm working on. Fantastic. And you know what? I get one more in. So I stop by this club. I go, hey, can I get up tonight? And they go, yeah, we'll put you on. Okay, come by around 10, 15. Okay, cool. I had a couple friends. We're hanging out. And one of my friends, she's seen me a bunch, knows I'm competent at what I do, you know. But her other friends hadn't. Well, come on. Come see what I do. Come on. You want to see a little something? So we go in. First of all, it is just dismal. I mean, this place, sometimes it's fantastic. Sometimes it's what the fuck. And this was a what the fuck night. Let me tell you. Holy cow. I mean, first of all, this comic up on stage is just a perennial shit eater. Like, shitty guy, shitty comic. And I sit them down in the back. And they, as they're seating, he goes, whoa, hey, bitches in the back, shut the fuck up. First of all, fuck you, dude. You fucking piece of shit. I didn't know that. I didn't know that because the second we walked in, I went to the back to talk to the manager, be like, yo, I'm here. And apparently that happened. So already, and then apparently the crowd was shitty off the bat. And there was a guy that was heckling, you know. And of course, I'm like, I'll get him. So I go, I'm waiting to go up, and it is just every one next thing is worse than the one before, you know. So I go up, and it's just, you know, I didn't have the best attitude going into it. I could have dictated it, the energy better, but, you know, what can you do? I know what you can do, not what I did, you know. But it was just fucking dismal. And then this guy in the back that I saw getting kicked out, of a club earlier that night. He was getting kicked out. And what do you know? He wound up at this place in the back. He's yelling stuff out. And he yells out at me. And I'm just gonna play the tape. Damn it. Fucking hell. No, don't. It's trying to play Steely Dan. Hold on. This is, I mean, hold on. All right, hold on. I can't.
Can you tell?
I'll say some funnier shit than you on stage right now, boy.
Yeah? Come up here and try, motherfucker.
I will try.
Yeah, right. I saw you get kicked out of the cellar. You were looking like a bitch.
I'll say some funny ass shit.
Yeah?
You want me to try?
No. Well, everyone can hear you there, so just say something.
Mm-hmm. Nah, you can't put me on the spot.
Motherfucker! See? That's why I'm up here and you're sitting there, because he can't do this. Oh shit, let me say a joke that'll bring everyone together. Let me try
though.
Huh? Well, sit down, like you're gonna fucking beatbox the shit out of me. Jesus. Who hurt you? Who hurt you, man? People love you, dude. It's okay. It's okay to cry, man. It's alright, man. Crying is good. Crying is like coming for your soul. Yeah, that's right. And I'm a squirter. What's up? Now that's a fucking good joke, dude. That's a great joke. Is it because you're picturing me squirting now? Is that what that is?
I don't know. She got more entertaining, that's for sure.
Listen, motherfucker, you're ruining the show for everyone, alright? Sit down. People don't want you standing up. So sit down. Or else this is gonna get really fucking weird for everyone. Yeah, it is. I don't know how much you drank tonight, but it's not gonna bring your dad back, right? No matter how much you drink, it's not gonna make her come back to you, okay? So just fucking calm down.
So
it's
gonna make me sit down.
Fucking your self-awareness should. The thing in your head that's like, oh, I'm being abrasive. That's what should make you sit down.
Past that point.
All right, man, well, what, are you going to fight me?
No,
is that what's going to happen?
I'll be funnier than you. I'm not.
Because I got a fucking mic stand and I'll knock your fucking teeth out. So what do you think? All right.
So why don't you sit down and let me take over that?
Because there are other comics that got to go up here, bitch.
Good.
Sit down or leave. If y'all wanted to sit down or leave, round of applause.
Ah, shit. You know, it's hard when you're in a mood not to escalate to violence. You probably shouldn't. You know, this guy was a bitch. He wasn't going to do anything. If he was going to do something, he would have done it already, you know? And also, that club doesn't have, like, bouncers or anything, so we're kind of on our own. One time I was working there, I was hosting. Some chick threw a fucking cup at the comic on stage, and then I had to be the one to be like, excuse me, can you leave? But it's like, whatever, man. I don't know. I got no time for people that just... I mean, obviously the guy was drunk. And it's like, if the guy came at me, I'm not just going to be like, oh, no. You know, maybe I shouldn't have escalated to violence. But, man, it really fucking pissed me off. Look, man, I'm a pacifist, all right? I truly am against war, the death penalty. I think so much more can be accomplished with love, but I feel like if you're an asshole, sometimes you get to get knocked the fuck out to teach you a lesson. I've learned so much in life. So much I've learned in life by getting my ass kicked. I mouthed off to people. I've gotten knocked out before, you know? I learned. Why do you think I'm so fucking loving and caring and I try to be? Because I fucking got the shit kicked out of me by running my mouth when I was a young drunk, you know? That's why I don't want to live that life anymore. Maybe more people should get fucking knocked around and they'll be like, oh, I'm the asshole, you know? But now you get in things with people and they go, well, I'll call the police. There's a precinct up the street. Touch me. I dare you. Touch me. It's like, ugh, God, you fucking spoiled brat. God damn it. If you are running your mouth and you get in a thing with someone and you guys get in a fight and you run to the police, you're a fucking pussy. Unless a guy like breaks your nose or like there's like extensive medical damage. Otherwise, go get fucked. You start something and then you're going to go to the police, you fucking piece of shit. Good God damn. Maybe I should eat and calm down. But I mean, also too, comics, it's in that moment, you know, I didn't handle, I should have been more funny, you know, instead of just like immediately like whatever, but you know, hindsight's 20/20 and it's always a lesson to be learned, you know. But it's just, I mean, I used to go to violence right off the bat, but, this time it took me a little while to get there, and that's progress. That's progress. That's what that is. I know that today. One time, Jesus Christ. I can say it. I don't think this will be used against me in the court of law, but, you know, sometimes these places, if the comics don't have each other, I feel like I'm a union guy for comedians, man. I swear to God. If comics don't have each other's backs, who the fuck will? I firmly believe, you know, I might not get down with the shit you're saying, but I feel like you can say it and you should be the one to learn, like, oh, maybe I shouldn't say that, you know. But, like, if someone's coming at a comic, I'm always going to defend the comic. I feel like I'm like a cop. Like, no matter what, I got the cops back. You know, the fucking police union. I'm in the fucking comedy union. I got everyone's fucking back, and I would hope they'd have mine, you know. One time there was a show at the Knitting Factory. It was, like, the last... God damn, it was the last show, it was a weekly show, they were stopping the weekly, it was like the last one, big old to-do, and this guy got kicked out, and he snuck back in, and he charged his stage and grabbed the microphone out of this girl's hand, and me and my buddy Scott immediately ran up. Scott went first, and I was like, well, Scott's going, I'm going. And I immediately flicked the switch. It was like, I'm from Delaware, bitch. This ain't going to happen on my watch. And, Scott goes up. He goes to grab the mic. And the guy pushes him and dumps a beer on him. So I just fucking straight up knocked him, dude. Fucking knocked him right in the goddamn head. And, he fell back. And then the bouncer was outside smoking weed. And then all this fucking scuffle, they drag him out. I go outside. I'm like, I gotta get the fuck out of here. The fucking police come. I'm in trouble, you know. And apparently this guy walked away, and then like some fucking open micer ran after him and was like, hey, you can't do that. And the fucking guy beat the shit out of the open micer. Ah, oh, man, that's funny. Anyway, yeah. And so it's like, fucking, that needs to be done. If God, what was this guy going to do? This fucking lunatic's running around and then everyone else is standing around. I'd rather take action and have it be wrong than to sit back and let something bad happen, you know? Maybe I have a fucking God complex or some... I do have a savior complex because I grew up having a fucking... Well, I'm not going to get into the shit I had to do growing up. I don't feel like getting that deep on y'all. maybe another time. But all I'm saying is, you know, shit happens and who are you going to call? Ghostbusters. God damn, why does everything come back to Ghostbusters for me? I don't know, truly, like, just, you go back in my childhood and the whole neighborhood's running a train on me just watching Ghostbusters and I just can't put it together. Like, why else would I love that movie so much? It's a good movie, but, you know, I can try other things to relate to, pal. Jesus. But, anyway, oh, man. Yeah, so that happened, and it's just such a fucking... wild time, you know. And my poor friend, she's from LA, and she's like, that's never happened in LA comedy. I'm like, well, fucking get ready for it. This is New York City, baby. Wouldn't want to be anywhere else. This is a fucking town. God damn. Comedy is the fucking best, dude. You never know what'll happen. Jesus Christ, the other night, oh my God. I love the fucking hang. I love just, maybe I should have gone and hang tonight. No. I'm glad I'm doing this. I feel good. I'm talking. I actually feel better right now than I did earlier. You know, I did ride my bike. I had fucking Steely Dan playing, fucking arms out, goddamn 10 winter coats on because it's still 20 degrees in April, you know. But, oh, God. The other night, you know, actually after this, I went out with a couple friends. You know, they're at the bar. I'm hanging, whatever. I walk a friend home and... I I leave, and I go to the train, and I get down on the track, and what do you know? 10 buddies hanging out, waiting for the train. Can you believe it, huh? Just little 10 little angels hanging there. Totally flipped my mood, feeling good. One of them apparently was saying how he wants to punch a cigarette out of someone's mouth, and literally right before I got there, he goes, I'd hit one out of Ian's mouth, and I show up, and they go, oh, hey, we were just talking about you, about how next time we see you smoke, we're going to smack a cigarette out of your mouth. And I go, oh, yeah, motherfucker, try it. So I lit up a smoke right on the platform, and you know what? Couldn't knock it out of my mouth. That's right. Yep. Try as you may, but you will never stop me from smoking. But, yeah, it was fun. Fun little train ride. Fun hang. And me and my buddy, Ryan Donahue, check him out. He's very funny. We live in the neighborhood together, and we just got into a talk, and he walked me to my place, and then we turned around, and I walked into his place, and then we went separate ways. And that was a fun little thing. But, yeah, man. If not for comedy, what the fuck? What the hell else would I be doing? Jesus Christ. I mean, God bless every single fucking person out there that is living a happy, normal, fulfilled life. I've never been able to stay still. I've never been able to be in one place for a long period of time. This is a perfect job for me to run around and go off on my own and be, finally, I feel like my brain can, hold on, I'm gonna pack this pack of cigarettes. I feel like finally, like, my whole entire life, sorry, this is so obnoxious, you know, I gotta pack the tobacco down, you know, oh, sorry, this is, I mean, I could have stopped, what, you know, what, whatever, but, yeah, I always felt bad about my head, because it's always been in a million different places. And we get in trouble all the time, especially in, like, relationships, you know? Why aren't you paying attention? You don't even listen. I'm like, I can't even listen to my own head. I don't know what to tell you. You know, finally, I feel like I have something to harness that energy into, something to do with it. I'm just so grateful, man, but I just... Delicious. I don't know, man. Any other job I've had, I've just lost interest or not been the best at, you know? And, I mean, I'm just so fucking grateful I get to do this and run around. And so I'm outside smoking. I see a human on a balcony. That's weird. I probably look like a lunatic talking into a machine, but fuck that guy. I don't care. Anyway. Yeah, I'm just incredibly lucky, and I really got to give it to anyone that can be centered and content enough to, you know, I've never been able to keep a schedule. Never, 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 never. I always, and that's just I think that's a function of my brain and some sort of thing that's cracked in my head, and I you don't know how many times I wish. Oh, my God, I've sat so many times and wish. I just wish I could fucking... have a job and just go home and fucking hang out or get a gal and fucking just watch a movie and go to bed, and that would be my life. And I've tried it, and I can't. I'm like bursting this thing inside of me. It's like, no, you gotta be crazy. You gotta be crazy. You gotta be running around. You gotta never be still. And I'm trying to work on being still. I've eliminated everything from my fucking life, man. And I'm not trying to be like, woe is me, but it's pretty fucking tough. No booze, no drugs, no sex. These things that I use to run, I'm no longer running to, and I'm stuck with the uncomfortability of self and having to get to the other side of that. And it's incredibly difficult to be in reality all of the time and to be totally aware of everything and feel everything and allow. I'm really trying not to just be. I'm trying to allow. Whatever may come, I allow it. Whatever happens, I accept it. And it's really fucking tough. I don't want to accept. I want to change, and I want different results. But what else am I going to do? You know? And, Man, I've been fucking celibate since goddamn November. Intentionally. And I was really running wild with just like sex, 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 sex. Someone, 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 someone. Distraction, distraction, distraction. And then now I can't even... I'm like lost. I don't know what to do. If someone comes into my life that like I do want to have sex with, it's like weird because I have like feelings and I'm not just like distracting from those feelings with an action. You know, so that's kind of fucked me up. But it's good because I think I'm finding a sense of self I never had. And I think I got to push through and keep going. Because the random sex was really... It wasn't getting to me. It was just an achievement to feel better. And I want to feel that betterness within myself. But I want to find a healthy way to just have random sex. Instead of having random sex to feel something and feel whole for that moment, I want to have random sex because I enjoy it. And I wasn't enjoying it. I was doing it to do it to make me feel something better as a high. And I don't want that. I just want to do it because I enjoy it. And the truth is, I don't know if I can just enjoy it with random people. Or, you know, I'd like to have sex with someone I have a connection with, you know. But then developing that connection and just having random sex kind of gets in the way, you know. But who knows what's going to happen. I can't plan it. You know, I can just allow it and have it be. And I was going to call my mom. We haven't talked to Gail in a while, but I don't know if this is an appropriate episode to... Maybe I will. I'll just tell her not to listen, yeah. Let me go inside and call Gail. We haven't talked to her in a while. I actually haven't talked to her in a while. I'm probably going to get a boatload of shit for not talking to her in a while. So, we'll see. Who knows? She's probably out with the gals. It's a Thursday night, 10:30. My goodness. Or she's at home. Not too many places a single 65-year-old widow can be on a Thursday night, but we'll see. She might be a...
Hey. What are you doing?
I'm sitting on my couch. What are you doing?
I am sitting in my chair eating some sweet potato chips, watching Lucy tear apart her stuffed animal.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. I vacuumed tonight and cleaned up, and I put all of their stuff in the corner, and she tears everything out. And
oh, boy.
Hysterical.
Yeah, how's Maddie?
Good, thank you. Yeah.
How's the cat?
Oh, Winston's amazing.
Yeah.
He's such a good boy.
Ha ha ha.
Yep.
Is he inside or is he outside? Huh?
Is he inside? How
are you? I'm good. It's freezing up here.
Oh, here. Isn't it? It feels like a winter night.
Oh, my God. I was riding my bike tonight just like, what?
Oh, you were?
Yeah, I had a show like kind of like a 7-minute bike ride away, so I just went and did that. Oh. Yeah, I ate shit.
You what?
Ate shit.
What is that?
Like didn't do good.
At the show, or...
Yeah. No, I didn't eat, like, literal shit.
I know.
Like,
does that mean it was a bad show?
Yeah, for me. For me. Other people did great.
That happens, right?
Uh-huh. It's
you're just not used to it.
All part of the game, Gail. Yep.
Hit you hard, doesn't it?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
Well, you're home at 10 o'clock at night, it must have.
Yeah.
That's kind of...
I had plans with a buddy, and I texted him. I said, I bombed. I'm going home. Goodbye.
Oh, my God. You are so...
What? What, are you laughing at me?
I am.
Why?
Because it happens, but you're so tough on yourself. It's like...
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're lucky it does not happen more often.
Yeah. It's all right. I feel better now.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Drank some water. Smoked some there cigarettes.
Did you eat decent?
No, I ordered food, and I'm about to sit down and eat it, and I might watch a documentary on Elvis.
Oh, good. How mm-hmm. was your show with the Fonz?
Oh, I got the date mixed up. Henry Winkler's not on the show. He wasn't on the show yesterday. He's going to be in the show Wednesday next week. That's when I'm going to see him.
Oh,
isn't that cool?
He was such a cool dude. He had manners, but he was all slicked back and cooler than everybody else.
Uh-huh. I'm going to tell him you said that. I'm going to say, hey, Fonz, the reason why my mom made me have manners is because of you.
No, don't say that.
Yep, I'm going to tell him. I'm going to say Gail Fidance said that you...
I did not say that.
I'm going to say Gail Fidance said you had manners.
I'm going to look him up, and I'm going to private message him and tell him...
What are you
my son's going to tell you a lie.
I'm going to say, Mr. Winkler, it's an honor, and Gail Fidance said that you had manners and slick back hair.
Well, that's closer to the truth.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I remember watching Happy Days and stuff with you guys when I was little.
Yes, it was a great show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it'll be kind of neat to meet him, you know?
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How old is he now?
I don't know, but he's on this great HBO show called Barry. And I've been watching it, and it's so good. It's on HBO. I love it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Barry, I'll have to check it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's about an assassin who turns into an actor.
Oh.
And Henry Winkler's the acting coach. Maybe I'll come home and make you watch it, and you can go, is this one of your New York City freak movies?
You do find the weirdest stuff on TV when you come home. I mean, really, Ian.
I like opening you up to other things.
Oh, thanks. But guess what?
What?
Things like that I do not need to be in. I like my little, yeah.
Well, I like coming home and watching movies with you. It's fun to see your reaction.
Good, 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 good.
Speaking of reactions, I'm recording you for the podcast right now.
No! Ian!
You haven't said anything bad?
Ian?
Yes?
No, no.
Oh, on the last one, I told
come
the story.
Come on, honey, please.
On the last, I told you, I have to record it this way or else you're not going to be yourself.
Yeah, but you do not need me. Your podcasts have been amazing. Not that I've listened to them, but.
Yeah, you have.
No, I have not listened to, like, the past. I only listened to, I don't even know how many you have now. I did listen to the first, and then you said, do not listen, so I stopped.
Did you really, or are you lying?
No. Oh, my God.
Whatchamacallit?
I'm not going to tell you because you're going to accuse me of lying anyway, so.
Uh-huh.
On the last one, I told the story of spooks when I was younger.
Oh, my God. When you put him under the laundry basket and trap.
Oh, yeah, because he was a ghost and I was a Ghostbuster.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And then I told the story of how we got Puppy Girl.
Oh.
Wasn't she a good dog?
Oh, my God, she was the best. Yeah, yeah, we could not find a dog, so I looked in the lost pet section and...
I thought Granny found her by the train tracks.
No.
What? You told me.
I never told you that. That's how Daddy found Milo.
Oh, by the train tracks?
Yeah.
Maybe I got it confused.
No, Granny claims she saw Puppy, but I picked her up from downtown off of Market Street, so.
Oh. Where, from a shelter?
No, from a row home that advertised a lost dog that no one claimed and was going to be put into a shelter, so.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, that's sweet. Yeah, she was a good dog.
Oh, my God, amazing.
Yep.
She, in the beginning, boy, she was difficult.
Oh, yeah, because she was...
She had been beaten. Her face was scarred, remember?
Yeah.
But she turned out to be...
Mm-hmm.
She loved Daddy. Oof!
Oh, yeah. They were buddies.
And you, too.
Mm-hmm.
She tolerated you.
Tolerated me. That's such a funny word to use.
She, I was trying to be polite.
She tolerated me. Yeah, all she needed was a little bit of love. She was a good girl.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, boy. All right, Mom. Well, I'm going to go.
Oh, I'm going to go.
What?
You just go. Oh, what a terrible life. I'm going to go. All right, Mom. All right, Ian. You just go.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
Well, you try and have a good evening, even though you bombed.
Yeah. I will.
What did you order for dinner?
You're going to make fun of me. I ordered fried shrimp.
Why would I make fun of you?
Because it's not, like, super healthy and filling. Well, you made fun of me because I said I had to go.
Well, that's totally different than fried. Oh, my God. What? All right, now I have to go.
Uh-huh. All right, well, I'll call you later.
Oh, boy.
Can't wait, huh?
You said it.
Do you have anything to say to people that say they enjoy when I call Gail?
Ian!
What?
Please do not podcast this.
Mom, I told you
this. Ian, you don't need me to.
People like you. You know, I told you the other night at the show, I was talking about Gail, and someone in the crowd goes, "We love Gail."
Well, I love all your friends also, but... All right. I love you.
I love you, too.
Oh, did I forget to make fun of you because you ordered fried shrimp? So I just could not find the words.
There she is, Roastmaster Gail.
Well, you get accused of...
Mm-hmm.
Why would I make fun of you for that?
I don't know, because you always want me to eat a healthy, good meal and fried shrimp.
Shrimp is good. It's fried.
Well, no.
At least it's not like a takeout burger at a cheap...
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there we go again.
Oh, my God. There she is. I've missed her.
Lucy looks so adorable. Oh, she's tearing the stuffing out of this. And I just vacuumed and cleaned.
Yeah.
She is too cute to even get mad at.
Oh.
She is so precious, Ian.
I'm gonna come home in May. I got a gig in Philly, and then I'm gonna come home and be home for like a night or two.
Oh, May what? I need it. Heads up.
What's up?
I need a heads up.
I think May 18th.
All right.
May 17th and 18th, yep.
All right. Boy, I cannot wait.
Mm-hmm. Count down the days.
And then I should be a little bit healed from my traumatic surgery, but we will talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to sound like Ian. Oh. You had such a bad night. I come home and wallow in it sorrow.
Yeah, maybe you can go to church and light a candle for me tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't think so.
All right, I'll call you later. I love you. Bye.
One of my automatic candles that come on from the timer will be on soon. I'll think about you when it pops on. Is that good enough?
Yeah, one of your battery candles.
Yeah, exactly.
To let the neighbors know someone's home.
It's all that counts, right?
Uh-huh. That's right. That's the thought that counts.
Love you, Tut.
All right. Love you, too. Bye.
Get a good night's rest now. You're home. Catch up on your rest.
Yeah, I'll take a melatonin.
Good, too. Aren't they wonderful?
Yeah.
Good. Take two.
Okay, I'll take three. I'll take half the bottle. How's that?
All right.
Okie dokie.
At least a dozen.
At least a dozen, okay. And I'll think of you. It's the thought that counts.
There you go.
All right. Hug and kiss the animals for me.
I will.
Okay, bye-bye.
We love you.
Yep. All right. Well, that was a fun little call with Gail. Oh, boy. Yep, that was nice. All right. There it is. Another one in the books. That's right. This is a book. Open it up. Read it. Take it in. I look Jewish, so if you were to read my book, you'd have to read it from right to left like the Torah. Wasn't that something? I thought it was. I think I am Jewish. I have to be Jewish. Because if you look at my face, it's like, why? But... Actually, I took that test and I got some Ashkenazi in me, which feels validating, but I don't think enough to claim that I am. Whatever. What did we learn today? Well, we learned it's okay to bomb. You gotta bomb. You gotta throw shit on the wall and see what sticks. But maybe it's not good to be overtly violent in your words immediately. Try not to rush to violence. Build up to violence, but don't let it be your first go-to. Maybe that's... Or let it be your first go-to. Whatever, you know. Maybe you gotta burn your hand to see you shouldn't get close to the fire, you know? Hey, look. I'm a pistol. You might get shot. And also, too, feel free to call your mom and you might not always find the answers. You know, life's not always about ha-has. It's not always about the ha-ha, you know? Well, at the end of the day, it is in this profession. I got a lot of stuff coming up. IanFinance.com. Last stuff in the city. Come see me live. Come see me live. It's a real fun time if you come see me live. You can see me wiggle and jiggle and tell you something. Come up, say hi. I keep fucking forget to read these fucking emails, man. I keep getting them and it's like overwhelming because I'm so grateful that I want to respond in like a nice way. Maybe I'll do that on the next one or the one after that. But yeah, man, I had fun with this episode. Hope you guys did too. I appreciate it and I hope you appreciate yourselves. And come check me out or send me an email or just say hi. And above all else, try to have a good tomorrow and enjoy every sandwich.